Well, at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, one in three workers was on the JobKeeper payment. But as of last night, that's over. And now those who relied on the payment have begun their working week unsure of what the future holds. Some of the worst affected sectors, including those in the tourism industry, are considering closure or laying off their workforce, worried they won't be able to survive while travel restrictions remain in place. Gavin Coote reports.
Things have been pretty grim for travel agent Cheryl Kai ever since international travel came to a literal halt more than a year ago.
All we're doing at the moment is chasing refunds and cancelling people's advance bookings. So basically we're doing a lot of the stuff for absolutely nothing.
Her travel company in the outback New South Wales city of Broken Hill has remained afloat thanks to the JobKeeper wage subsidy. But that ended yesterday, and Cheryl Kai knew it was coming, as did her staff. Some of them saw the writing on the wall and looked for work in another industry or town.
In January last year, I had a staff of four full-timers plus myself. And as at today, I have one staff member who's working about 30 hours a week and myself. But we've sat down with that one staff member and told her that she has still got a job and that we will be covering her wages.
Now, many of our listeners might think, well, that's less than a handful of jobs, but I imagine that would have a flow-on effect in a regional community like yours.
Oh, definitely. It just reflects in everything like hospitality. Are they going to go out for a meal occasionally? Probably not. Same with us. Yeah, it's just it's a down feeling for everybody that you've actually got to say to someone, look, I'm sorry, there's not enough business at the moment to keep you employed.
The World Today also contacted travel agents across some of the country's biggest cities. One in the Sydney region now plans to close due to the end of JobKeeper, while an employee at another was working her final day in the industry today after being stood down, and others are on the verge of bankruptcy.
I'm in debt about 100, well, it was 150 grand, and you know now it's just sitting on about 100. And to survive, I just sold my house.
Josh Zucker had a travel business employing 10 people in a slick office at Hampton in Melbourne's southeast.
I mean, we struggled to get the rent paused in the office. But I mean, if your rent alone is like $1,500 a month, then how can you live off $2,000 or, you know, total? So that's $500.
So what are you doing now? How many staff do you have left and where are you basing yourself?
Well, I'm just working from home, but I'm not really working. Over the past 11 months, I've refunded $1.4 million and, yeah, not doing much at all. I mean, I haven't earned a wage for a year.
Ahead of the end of JobKeeper, the federal government announced a $1.2 billion tourism package. As part of that, there'll be 800,000 half-price airfares to some of the regions like Cairns that have been hardest hit by the suspension of international travel. Travel agents are also eligible for a one-off payment of up to $100,000. But Josh Zucker doesn't expect to see any of this.
They've targeted it online. So they've targeted it where travel agents can't book it. I'm predominantly not a domestic agent. I'm international. High-end corporate and whatnot. We can't even capture that.
Treasury is estimating that up to 150,000 jobs could be lost with the end of JobKeeper. But Federal Social Services Minister Anne Rustin says it was only meant to be a temporary measure.
We're not walking away. Obviously, the social security safety net remains in place, including the increases that will occur on Thursday this week to make sure that we support all Australians. But the most important thing we can do is to make sure that we've got a strong economy that's creating jobs.
As Broken Hill's only travel agent, Cheryl Kai is determined to ride out the tough times, but worries the industry will lose plenty of good people before it bounces back again.
We have loyal customers, so we will be here until I retire probably, but I've got people that were working in travel agents in Adelaide that I know of five agencies that, well, two of them closed previously and the other three have said that that is from this week they'll close their doors, especially those that are in shopping centres and such like. They can't afford the rent as well as wages now.
That's Broken Hill travel agent Cheryl Kai, and she was speaking to our reporter Gavin Coote.